Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and still back Obama.
Roland Martin's live coverage of the Republican Convention is brought to you by the University of Phoenix. Check out SavingTomorrowToday.com. From Cleveland, Roland Martin, good morning.
Oh, man, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Damn love in hip-hop and basketball-wise. Yo, it's the rumble in Cleveland.
Last night was it, huh?
Oh, my. Yo, so I'm okay. So, all right. So, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas last night speaks. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
Stand and speak and vote your conscience. Vote for candidates up and down the ticket who you trust to defend our freedom and to be faithful to the Constitution.
Tom, those were not cheers. It was some cheers, but man, it was booing because he was saying vote your conscience, which was basically saying don't vote for this fool, Donald Trump. The floor goes crazy, Tom. They are going at it. So I'm on the floor. Then all of a sudden, people are turning around and they're yelling because Colorado delegation, they start chanting Cruz, Cruz, Cruz. They start shouting them down, Trump, Trump, Trump. And then all of a sudden, security comes out and now Ted Cruz is actually still talking. 20-minute speech and no time does he ever endorse Donald Trump, even though apparently he told the campaign a couple hours before he was going to endorse Donald Trump. How do we know that? Newt Gingrich spoke after him. Newt Gingrich had a part of his speech, and we saw on the teleprompter, Tom, where he said earlier Ted Cruz was right, and that's why he endorsed Donald Trump. Mm. Speaker Gingrich never used those words. He had to sit here and augment, but the shade gets worse. All of a sudden, Ted Cruz is speaking. The whole arena turns around because Donald Trump comes out the shadows and comes down the aisle to sit down with his family while Ted Cruz is still speaking. It gets worse.
What?
It got so nasty on the floor, they had to move Heidi Cruz off the floor, according to Ken Cuccinelli, former Virginia Attorney General, because the Trump people were getting physical with her. It gets worse.
What?
After Senator Ted Cruz finishes speaking, according to CNN, he's backstage. Some Trump people come at him to physically attack him. They have to be restrained by the cops. I'm telling you, somewhere the Real Housewives of Atlanta is going, damn, our stuff is bland compared to the Republicans in Cleveland. Tom, it's crazy. Ted Cruz clearly wants Donald Trump to lose so he can be the leading candidate in 2020. This is not a party that's together. It's not a party where they have some unity. I'm telling you, being on the floor. And so, okay, so then after they spoke, I'm standing in the back, and all of a sudden, a white dude from Arkansas, a state official, is going at it with a white dude from Colorado. We had some white-on-white crime. Tom, they start going at it. When I say go at
they
it,
nose they nose-to-nose?
They are nose-to-nose.
Spittle all over the place.
The dude from Colorado said, I think it's time for you to walk away because you being disrespectful. He said, I ain't got to walk away because I'm sitting here talking to my friend over here. No, you need to walk away because you can't tell us who we need to vote for because you need to be dog. They are going at it. And I'm sitting there going, roll camera, roll camera.
Wow.
It was nuts on the floor. The Cruz people hate the Trump people. But then again, Donald Trump did say Ted Cruz's daddy has something to do with killing John F. Kennedy. So I might be pissed. And then he also basically called a man's wife ugly. So I might have hashtag team whip that ass myself. So now you see why I barely got a voice. Because, man, I was sitting here going, man, forget Howard Cosell. This is the rumble in Cleveland.
Who would have thunk it, huh?
And you
crazy.
And you lost your voice. It was that hyped, huh?
Man, Tom, they were hype
on
that. Is
this going to be
floor.
Anywhere near as exciting in Philadelphia, Roland?
Well, nah, but it's going to be more soul in Philly.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to have the Sanders
this
people.
Kind of heat.
The Sanders
are
people talking about having
any
a
black people there that are for Trump, Roland?
Yes. Oh, no. I met some black, but I did meet a sister last night, a delegate from New York, and she said, I ain't there yet. She said, I support Trump. I have not decided I'm going to vote for him because unless he says some stuff that speaks to black people, I'm not there yet.
Have you seen Omarosa yet?
No, I ain't seen Omarosa.
She's in charge of African-American
outreach.
She ain't reaching out to nobody.
What African-Americans does she have to reach out to?
I ain't seen Omarosa. I haven't seen Stacey Dash. They must be partying with Johnny Manziel somewhere because I have not seen them at all. all.
She's not speaking? Neither one of them speaking?
No, she's not speaking, which was also surprising. Mm-hmm. And they had every other, they were grabbing black folks off the street to speak. And hold up, Tom. Let me give a shout out to all the. Let me tell you, America is a capitalistic system, and you don't want to know why? Because man ain't nothing but brothers on the street hawking some Trump hats, buttons, shirts. Now under their breath, they cussing them out like a dog. They're like, Roland, you know, I don't give a damn about this fool, but I'm going about to sell me some shirts, man.
Roland, did you see Pastor Daryl Scott?
Yeah, I saw that fool. First of all, how you gonna come out there and you put a damn tie on?
I thought it was just me, Roland.
Put a tie on.
Red shirt.
You ain't never got that much attention in your life. At least dress like a black preacher. Let me come out there with the open collar shirt. So, but you know, and what's crazy, he blocked me on Twitter, him and his wife. But don't worry about it. I'm gonna show up at your church.
School of Rollins. Hey, man,
I'm telling y'all, it's crazy. It's crazy up in here. Basketball-wise, y'all got some competition.
Nothing.
Roland Martin's live coverage of the convention.
Good job, Roland.
Has been brought to you by the University of Phoenix. Check out SavingTomorrowToday.com. Good report.